The OEWG, rather than focusing on capabilities, has galvanized a global conversation on what constitutes responsible space behavior through focusing on norms, rules, and principles. While not ruling out the possibility of new formal agreements to regulate capabilities, reaching a common understanding on responsible behavior is an important first step and a confidence-building measure in itself. Madam President, we live in a complex and rapidly evolving world. It's clear that we need to adapt our work to respond to these new realities by creating new frameworks for arms control. It won't happen overnight, but discussions such as today's are a useful contribution to reaching a common understanding on the impact of emerging technologies on our work. I thank you.
Thank you for your statement. And now I would like to give the floor to Belarus. Ambassador, you have the floor.
Благодарю вас, госпожа председатель.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, at the start of my statement, I wish to thank the Finnish presidency for having chosen this topic for today's plenary session, the topic examined by the Conference on Disarmament under Agenda Item 5, is of ever more importance and relevance given the erosion of the existing disarmament architecture and the unprecedented geopolitical tension. The issues of new kinds of weapons of mass destruction and new systems of such weapons is of particular importance. The threats linked to these could put the final nail in the coffin of international security systems. So, dialogue here and dialogue at expert level and political level is very important indeed. Belarus has been aiming to draw the attention of the international community to this topic and has initiated discussions within and outside the Conference on Disarmament on potential threats, legal shortcomings, and a lack of means to react to these threats. Last year, my country acted as coordinator of subsidiary body 5 of the conference, whose mandate was to look at the development of new weapons of mass destruction. Once again, I wish to thank members of the conference for the constructive work with the Belarus coordinators, the intensive discussions, and the outcome document adopted by consensus. Despite the fact that this year the conference was not able to achieve understanding on the establishment of subsidiary bodies, we very much hope that the report from last year will be used in the future as a foundation for future work. Distinguished colleagues, in today's world, it is impossible to ignore the threat posed by the malicious use of new achievements in the sphere of science and technology by state and non-state actors, including achievements traditionally linked to WMD, such as biological security. It's also true that there are new threats and challenges which, without due regulation, could have an impact similar to that of WMD, such as cyber threats, for example, and the unregulated use of autonomous weapon systems. And Belarus made the proposals over several years now, and these proposals remain relevant. And we believe that we need to have a request from the conference to the United Nations Secretary General to prepare a comprehensive report on the risks and challenges linked to new technologies to international security and non-proliferation. Of practical use might be a study and an inventory of cutting-edge experience from different states on the risks linked to new technologies to international security and non-proliferation. We suggest at the level of the conference that we move to study and have an inventory of national measures to counter efforts of non-state actors to obtain weapons of mass destruction or to have similar weapons with similar effect. And we support the Russian initiative to develop an international convention to combat acts of chemical and biological terrorism. It's also relevant to work to have a compendium of norms and rules on the use by non-state actors, the abusive use of ICT and artificial intelligence. And this would be used for my country and many other countries which might not be present in the room. Preventive measures and precautionary reactions, we believe, are the best way to respond to new risks and threats to international peace and security, to improve international procedures which allow us to monitor the situation linked to the potential development of new forms of weapons of mass destruction, and to develop new specific recommendations on types of weapons of mass destruction which might be developed. Belarus regularly, every 3 years, submits a draft resolution to the General Assembly on the prohibition of the development and manufacture of new types of weapons of mass destruction and new systems of such weapons, report of the Conference on Disarmament.